You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sure is that time of the show. We got Stage Direction with Alice. Kia ora, Alice. How are we today?
I'm buzzing. I've got my friend here. It's beautiful. Look, my baby's sleeping. I feel like you guys get this eternal update on what my baby's doing.
No, I love it.
Obviously, she comes into the studio with me, and today she's sleeping like a log.
She makes it so easy. What the heck?
Honestly, being a mum is easy. It's straight up easy. Actually, it's kind of easy and fun. Anyway, enough about that. Do you know what's really hard, though? Making theatre.
True, like, speak on it. We've got Freya Finch with us to speak about a slow burlesque today. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Truly a privilege, a pleasure. A slow burlesque, I feel like this work has evolved over years of from probably idea, seed, iteration, vision to here. Yeah. Where did it start?
It started when I was at clown school in Melbourne.
There's always a great way to kick off
any
story.
Well, I didn't really start there in the sense, like, I didn't start making it there.
No.
But I got really excited about, like, learning a bit about the origins of kind of burlesque and vaudeville and these kind of very old forms and, like,
yes.
Kind of, in a way, being like the beginnings of performance art or strange social satire. Ooh. And quite absurd and kind of quite different to what we know burlesque to be now.
Because I was going to say, like, burlesque, it's a very loaded thing, particularly in kind of popular culture, right? Because I think when we think burlesque, we go, oh, it's like Christina Aguilera going wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, I mean, great movie.
Oh, truly. There's some fishnets, but it's...
Don't come expecting that to the show.
Oh, okay, well, then I'm not going to come. hashtag love Christina Aguilera. but, you know, you're actually talking about historically the form of burlesque. What is burlesque?
That was the starting point. Burlesque, like, the definition of burlesque meaning an absurd or comically exaggerated imitation of something.
Wow, that's so curious. I actually did not know that.
Yeah, that's the, like, official definition of, like, where the form started. So that was the initial seed. But then, I just was like, oh, that's interesting. That's getting me excited. And I guess around the same time I was thinking about gender, starting to... look into my own experience of gender. Yeah, things were happening in the world that were, like, enlightening me to,
yes,
different ways of being and identifying.
Yes.
And so then the show kind of has emerged since then, which was 10 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Into what it is now.
Would you say the work is, I mean, this is really a reductive question, but it's autobiographical? Is it autofiction? Is it, variations of that term?
It's definitely autobiographical, like, it's personal storytelling, but it's under the guise of very comically exaggerated characters.
Yes.
And it's my story, but kind of through these different lenses or...
I see, and you obviously are playing all of these characters.
Yeah, I play
characters.
All the characters.
So it's a solo work.
It's a solo show, yeah.
You've worked with Sophie Roberts, who is the artistic director of Silo, and that sort of dramaturgy.
Yes, yeah.
And then you've got Joe Randerson on board as the director.
Yeah.
What is Joe's role in this work? Given that you are an established writer, you direct, you perform yourself, to work with an other... director, what is that relationship? What is
it? Well, both Joe and Sophie have contributed massively to the development of the script over that period. Like, me and Sophie have been doing that work in chunks for almost 2 years now.
Yes.
And then Joe's come on board across this year, with some kind of final development periods. And so I guess Joe is bringing sort of the clown energy, getting it up on its feet, really... diving deep into these characters and the weird world that we're inhabiting.
Right.
And shaping that.
You talk about the script. Is the script, are we talking like text or are you talking like images, ideas? Because clown, isn't always text-based, right?
All of it, yeah. We've also been working with Josie Archer, who's a choreographer.
Epic.
So there's some parts that are like more physical and there's not so much text or dialogue.
Yes.
Josie's also been helping us with how we get in and out of the costumes. Like, that's a really big part of the show where the costume changes. So the thing that would usually be hidden, like in the wings, is not hidden. So you see me changing in and out of everything.
Right. Yeah, yes, exposed.
Part of the work. Yeah.
And talk to me about, like, working with costume. What is that? Is that, like, something you do? Like, you big on those kind of material, external sort of pieces to get you into character?
Yeah, definitely. We did 4 days of development, me, Joe, and Kirsty Cameron, who's the costume designer.
Yes.
And we just, it was like 4 days in a room together where we just played and played and played. It was truly like kids pulling stuff out of the dress-up box.
And they're going, "What about this?"
We're adults.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. And I'm getting paid for this.
Yeah,
so this is
exactly.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun kind of expansive, explosive week. And then from there, we've narrowed it down to what each character wears. Yeah.
Great. And I'm hearing there's a bit of a score in the way that you work through those pieces.
Yeah,
and
definitely. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and the costumes are really fun, like very, I don't even know how to describe them. You'll have to come and see.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. I mean, so the show opens in a couple of weeks at the Basement Theatre. You're doing a 2-week season, is it?
Just a little over 2 weeks, I think, yes.
In the basement, which is like, it's lovely when we're using the basement as a beautiful, intimate space. I mean, the basement is a great performance venue for burlesque, for something that's like more, you know, like it's kind of got that late night, it's literally a basement, you know, it's kind of got that feel. Yeah. Who else, in terms of the design, who else are you working with in that space?
So Talia Pua is doing set.
Yeah, yeah, great.
And Becky Boyce is on lights.
Oh,
they're
great.
Doing beautiful work with lighting. And Cello Forrester is doing a couple of pieces of score that go throughout the piece. But yeah, Talia and Becky are kind of in collaboration with Kirsty and also Totahi Sabritsky come on board.
He's a stylist.
Yeah.
I did see that. Yeah, how does a stylist work in this?
Well, Toe's come on at this rehearsal stage with costumes, so it's kind of in the room with us.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like the costumes, the set and the light all interact a lot. So it's quite a collaborative conversation those designers are having. They sort of, it's hard to know where one element ends and the other begins because the costume is the set.
Yes.
The set is the costume.
And I think it is often like reductive when we think about, you know, oh, that's your camp. You're not allowed out of that swimming lane when it comes to some of these sort of categories of practice. Mm. And it's really lovely to hear you talking in that way. In the same way that solo form is never a singular effort, right? It requires, actually deceptively, I think it requires more people, arguably, to make it work, to help you shine and do your thing.
Totally.
And also to give you a freedom, right? Because you can't hold all of that stuff.
No, yeah.
So you are right at the precipice of opening. How are you feeling about opening this year?
I feel good. Yeah, we're on the last day of week 2 of rehearsals.
It's almost when you throw everything out. You know what I mean? Like, kill all the babies.
New show, yeah.
I feel like Freya and I've made shows together and we had this like hilarious time when we did a showing to people and it was supposed to be a comedy and nobody laughed and we were like, okay, let's just stop.
We're pivoting.
Yeah, we're pivoting.
This is hard pivot.
Yeah, truly. So you're at the end of week 2, we're running into week 3 and then pretty much you are running into opening.
Yeah, production week opening all kind of happens in a big push.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the show for? Who are you making it for?
I think the show, I mean, it's so bloody cliche and boring, but it's for everyone.
Tell me more.
Who is everyone? I think it's a really, my hope is that it's a really fun, playful, humorous show.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, it kind of, it brings like a light, silly, absurd touch to a conversation that can sometimes, for good reason, feel very heavy, you know, conversations around identity and gender. And so in that sense, I hope that it's accessible for all.
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
Yeah, I think people who've had their own exploration with gender identity will love it. But I think equally, if that's something that's not a big factor in your life,
come.
You'd still love it.
Yes. Yeah. And I always find, you know, like theatre's a great key. If you bring someone along who maybe hasn't had the ability to access that conversation, they get to be a witness to it, and it's a privilege to be a witness to that. Yeah. And so I then the conversations that happen following that is always what's exciting. And there's a little grand baby. so you're opening at Basement, running for 2.5 weeks. You can hear this exceptional team that is curated around Freya, as well as the fact that Freya is an incredible performer. You're just so dynamic, funny. Like, just there's very few people that I can name like a Freya Finch.
Oh, thanks,
so
Alice,
you absolutely have to go and see this work. So is A Slow or The Slow?
A Slow Burlesque.
A Slow Burlesque on at the Basement. When are the open? What are the dates?
3rd to the 19th of October.
Yes, you've got to run to silotheatre.co.nz to grab tickets, or you could go to basementtheatre.co.nz as well to sort of see what's happening there. But go check out what Silo is up to, because there is this show and then Camping, which is on at the end of the year. So there's a bunch of cool stuff coming up from Silo's program. I can't wait to see it. I'm going to see it. This is the one that I was like, I'm going to see it, but I can't because I've got a baby. But I'm like, I don't
You're
care.
She's coming.
Yeah.
For this.
She's coming. She's coming.
Bring her along.
Yeah.
It's for everyone.
Yeah.
Like I said.
And she needs to access conversations about gender and identity.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
So formative.
Bring your baby, bring your dog.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you both for coming in. Thank you so much. That was Alice Canton speaking to Freya Finch about A Slow Burlesque. That's on at Basement Theatre from the 3rd to the 19th of October. Thank you both so much. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.